In just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got the latest on the guy who accosted Governor Steve Sisolak at Lindo's on Sunday. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story. What is the latest, and is there any remorse on the part of this guy?
Doesn't seem to be, Kevin, as the man who is accused of threatening Governor Steve Sisolak and his wife on Sunday at a Summerlin Mexican restaurant. He gave a brief statement today and said that he would not apologize for that encounter. We know his name now. I believe his first name is Justin for sure, but Anders, I think, is his last name. He refused to take any questions in his presentation, but he did make a minute-long video, and he sent it out to news outlets, and he posted it on social media. And it actually shows the entire encounter at the restaurant. And you know, it begins with the man wanting a selfie with the governor before unleashing profanities at him repeatedly, even walking out the door. So apparently he has retained the services of a lawyer, and it will be interesting to see.
And that, by the way, is a guy that's been on the show a whole bunch, Craig Mueller.
Yes, and of course, he represents a lot of conservatives in situations like this. But he, the man Justin, he is a self-described digital creator whose website and podcast, according to the article that I'm reading here, promote extreme right-wing anti-government conspiracy theories. But we all know that that's code word for conservative.
Yeah.
So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But it's out there. The news outlets have been informed that He's digging in, and
he's not going to apologize.
Nope, doesn't look that way.
Wow. By the way, Major League Baseball has made an announcement. We'll have what that is coming up in just a couple minutes as to the beginning of the season or no season. Who knows? We'll bring you that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:31, I guarantee you those racers out there this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway are going to be much, much faster than they are right now going through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl as we speak. That's right. Yeah, those lane restrictions really going to be slowing you down as you work your way through there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. They are doing that construction project, which will last into 2023. So major delays through there. Also, crews are cleaning up that crash, 215 northbound at Lake Mead. And you'll tap the brakes as you enter that downtown area on US 95. That's eastbound at Southern Rancho.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NBA could potentially be coming to Las Vegas, according to Bill Simmons. An ownership group that includes Lakers superstar LeBron James is eyeing an expansion team in Las Vegas. According to the report, the NBA would expand to Las Vegas and also to Seattle. Mountain West basketball yesterday, San Diego State knocks off Wyoming 73-66 and Fresno State over New Mexico 71-68. On the schedule tonight, Nevada plays at Boise State while Air Force is at home against San Jose State. Download the Score app today, lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the Freedom Killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back, but don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnb.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Major League Baseball has canceled the first two series of the upcoming season. They had a deadline about 35 minutes ago, and they missed it. And so Major League Baseball, very quick to say that they're canceling the first two series, which is roughly 1 week of the regular season. We'll have more on that before we leave you at 3 o'clock. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3, and then the State of the Union, the address by President Joe Biden. You'll hear it in its entirety, and the Republican response coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ. So you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to turn on cable news. Just keep your radio right where it is, AM 670 KMZQ, and we'll have it for you beginning at 6 o'clock. As far as preview, I had a chance to visit with Megan Barth, and she is one of the smartest ladies I know of. She is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com and from ReaganBabe.com. This is amazing stuff. We had a chance to visit with her, and the State of the Union finds Joe Biden down 35%, 35% approval for the current president. And I asked her, what can Biden say tonight to change any minds?
I resign.
I hadn't thought of that.
I guess when you look at the polls, and it's not only that they've got a 65% disapproval rate, he's actually unified the country. A majority of us agree that he's probably the worst president, and if not worse than Jimmy Carter. Also, a majority of us, he's united the country, because a majority of us believe that he is mentally incompetent to serve. He is mentally unfit to serve. That was, an ABC-CBS poll, that a majority of Americans believe that he's mentally unfit to serve. And so I don't really know what the president's going to say tonight, because the State of the Union is an absolute, basically a catatonic state. It's in a state of disrepair. It's in a state of disarray. And it's not only our union, but you look across the pond, and, you know, we again are entering or perhaps just watching another war unfold under another Democrat's watch because of their foreign policy missteps. When there's a vacuum of leadership, when the United States and Barack Obama did this really well, when you shrink back from the global stage and you apologize for America, when you weaken America, whether it comes from disarmament or whether it comes from your words on how you basically bash America and take a back seat to the dictators around the world, then you create a vacuum. And the only thing that really fills this vacuum, of course, is despotism, tyranny, etc. And so now we have war, where Putin knew that a mentally incompetent, mentally unfit leader of America wasn't going to do anything should he again invade Ukraine. The last time he invaded Ukraine was under Democrat President Obama, and President Obama did nothing. In fact, President Obama disarmed Ukraine. President Obama sent Ukraine blankets at the time. Blankets aren't really going to help Ukrainians in the time of this aggression. And so, again, we have an unfit Democrat leader who has little to no foreign policy. He has experience, but it's certainly not good experience.
He's been wrong. He's been wrong on everything. He's been wrong on everything.
Exactly. And I can't remember which general said that, but the general said that he's basically been wrong in every foreign policy decision he's been involved in. And again, we can see the results of being wrong in every foreign policy decision, and that's what's going on with Russia. And sanctions, you know, what happened to diplomacy? I thought diplomacy was going so well. And all these sanctions that they talk about are literally nothing. Everybody is exempt from the sanctions. And yet we're still continuing to fund this war. That's what American taxpayers are doing. We're paying for this war because we're buying Russian oil.
And by the way, a lot of it. I'm just curious. Do you think anything will come out of this that will cause Biden to reverse some of the Trump policies relative to energy? You know, get the Keystone XL pipeline back running. Get folks down in Texas, you know, producing at record numbers like they were under Donald Trump. Do you think we'll get any of that?
No. I don't. Because we're not dealing, first of all, we're not dealing, President Biden is not pulling the strings here. He's not making the decisions. We're unsure who is. But we know it's the radical left. The radical left don't represent a majority in this country, or they wouldn't have had to use a figurehead like Biden in order to push their policies through. They would have gotten Bernie elected, they would have gotten Warren elected, et cetera. Or Kamala, for example. I mean, she only got, what, 1% of their vote? I mean, it was... So they had to find a figurehead, and what better type of person than Biden, who's mentally incompetent, in order for him to do their bidding. So they're the ones that are pulling the strings. And to understand the radical left, then you will understand why we are in the state that we're in. They hate this country entirely, and they tell us every day. They believe that violent riots that cause $2 billion in damage and deaths to police officers are peaceful protests. The radical left refers to their fellow Americans as domestic terrorists and Nazis. And they've openly called for basically nationalizing that, like Maxine Waters called for nationalizing the oil industry and the banking industry, because that's who they are. So they would rather bankrupt America because they hate America so much, and basically become the ruling class, much like we see Trudeau and what he's done to his fellow Canadians. That's who these people are, and it's not going to change.
I want to ask you about a story that resonated on Sunday and again yesterday. The video, the weird video of the governor of the state of Nevada being accosted at Lindo up in Summerlin. Did you see the video at all? I mean, it was profanity laced and racist, and it was horrible. But whether you like or dislike the policies of Steve Sisolak, do they deserve to be able to go to dinner?
I actually received the video within probably an hour or two after it was released. It was an awful video, and it was awful because. It certainly does not do Republicans or those that are displeased with Steve Sisolak's policies any favors. And, of course, the left is using this now to demand apologies from everybody and paint the whole entire Republican Party, based upon the actions of this fringe person who, you know, basically leveled veiled threats against the seated governor. No, I don't agree with these tactics. However, let's not forget what Maxine Waters has done, and let's not forget what Joe Biden's government has done, and let's not forget what Nancy Pelosi has done using the power of the press in order to paint fellow Americans and call fellow Americans Nazis and domestic terrorists. They are the one that have quashed dissent under the rules of censorship and the guise of hate speech. I remember when dissent was patriotic, when Hillary Clinton screamed that at the top of her lungs. But dissent now is completely censored. And so I really, you know, forgive me, but I don't really, nor am I going to give any more oxygen to this video, because it only gives the left the power that they seek in order to destroy. And I'm certainly not going to apologize for someone I don't know. And nor am I going to apologize for those that have a serious problem with the governor. People have been suffering under this governor. And when you suffer, the reaction comes out in a variety of ways, whether it's anger, whether it's depression, etc. This guy chose anger. This guy used some crazy words. But he had every right to do that, unfortunately. I mean, that's what the First Amendment protects. But you don't have the right to threaten someone. And this is not, he is not reflective of the larger movement against Sisolak that has been brewing amongst Democrats, Independents, and Republicans.
That's Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stick around. What you won't hear tonight from President Biden at the State of the Union, we'll have that for you in the words of our former president, Donald J. Trump. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries, years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, more of what you will not hear tonight at 6 o'clock, and we'll carry the State of the Union for you right here on AM 670 KMZQ. You will not hear this tonight on the State of the Union address. This is former President Donald J. Trump from CPAC on Saturday night. What's at stake in the midterms and beyond? Here it is.
The world is always safer when America has a strong president. America has to be strong, and it needs strong leadership. And you see what happens when you have bad, weak, or incompetent leadership. It's a travesty like nobody could believe could happen in such a short period of time. The world is always in danger with a weak American president. This coming midterm election is more critical than ever before. I'm asking all of you to fight and work hard to elect candidates that believe in the principles and policies that we hold so dear. This is a tipping point for the country, and the stakes could not be higher. Losing is not an option. We must win in 2022. We must win in 2024. We all know what happens when you get a rigged election, like in 2020, will never happen again.
There you have it. The former president, Donald J. Trump. You won't hear that tonight. There will be a Republican response, and I fully expect that we will air that as well, the Republican response to the State of the Union. I'll just tell you, I thought Donald Trump at CPAC was absolutely masterful. He was incredible. It was the best CPAC speech that I think I've seen from Donald J. Trump. It was really, really good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell him Kevin Wall sent you.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's all about
Las Vegas, live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word of this show belongs to our former president, Donald J. Trump. On Saturday at CPAC, he was absolutely brilliant. This is cut number 5. As he says, the GOP is ready to unleash a sleeping giant on the Democrats. Listen to this.
The radical left is exposed. They're weak and they're pathetic.